club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, welcome back to another For the Love of This episode. Right now, the African Cup of Nations is underway, and for many, that will be a first international tournament. But there are many top footballers out there which have not only not been to an international tournament, but have yet to win that elusive first cap for their country. And that's what I'll be talking about today, as I rank the top 10 current best uncapped players. Before we get into the 10, I've got a couple of honourable mentions that just missed out on the list. So I've got Ozay Sarr. He's been really impressive between the sticks for Wolves this season. Big part beyond mine, they're doing so well defensively. And I've got Luan, who is a centre-back at Palmeiras, has won a couple of Copa Libertadores back-to-back. A bit of a star in Brazilian youth football, but hasn't managed to get that first cap yet. Won the Olympics as well back in 2016. But yeah, it's probably not going to come for him at this stage at 28 years old, but we shall see. In at number 10, cheated a little bit. I've got a joint 10. I've got Danilo, Palmeiras, and I've got Vitinha. So Danilo, at the age of 20, a bit like Luan, his teammate, he's already won two Copa Libertadores at a very young age and become a regular in that very strong Palmeiras side. A lot of people are saying that he is the best player in that side already. He's caught the attention of a lot of Europe's top clubs. He's been linked to Arsenal in the last couple of weeks, and he's drawn comparisons with N'Golo Kante, not quite the same style, but just in his ability to win the ball back, really, which, you know, at all levels is a very important thing. He's not the best going forward, but defensively, he's already a top player at a young age, and he will improve. We're going to see more of him on the big stage as well soon, because the Club World Cup is happening in February, and Palmeiras are featuring in that, and they'll think they've got a good chance of winning against the likes of Chelsea and Awak in there. So yeah, he is at number 10 with Vitinha. Shout out to a former guest of this podcast, Bradley Parker. Raves about him almost on a weekly basis as the one that got away from Wolves. They had the option to sign him permanently after a loan last year, which he didn't get that many minutes. Wolves decided against it, and Vitinha's just been lighting it up in the Portuguese league this season. With Porto, he's recently won the Player of the Month. There's a lot of noise coming out that he's not only been the best player in the last month or two, but the best player in the whole season in the Portuguese league. Very comfortable on the ball. And yeah, he could well be the heir to João Moutinho's throne in the near future. They're big boots to fill, but yeah, there's a lot of noise saying that Moutinho's going to be able to do that. At number 9, I've gone with another Brazilian player. There's quite a few in this list from Brazil and France and Portugal. They seem to be the teams with real depth at the moment. And that is Gabriel Martinelli. One of the most exciting talents in the Premier League today, for sure. He's still very raw, but he's starting to make better decisions, score more regularly. He had a fantastic game against Man City as well recently, which is a sign of sort of what he can do in the big games. And yeah, he won the Olympics with Brazil last year too, which for Brazil, they take that very seriously. So that's definitely going to help him in the future. And if he keeps up his form at Arsenal, I'm sure that Brazil will come knocking very soon. At number 8, I've gone with a goalkeeper, Stefan Ortega. He is a German goalkeeper at Arminia Bielefeld. And shout out to another former guest on this podcast, Gav Mack. He regularly raves about Ortega on his Bundesliga show down at the MAD Sports Network. And yeah, he said that he's the best goalkeeper in the Bundesliga this season. despite the fact that Arminia Bielefeld are sitting in the relegation zone, they have conceded the fifth least goals this season, and that's largely thanks to Ortega. Fortunately for Ortega, though, he's German. Germany have a ridiculous depth at goalkeeper, more than any other country in the world, I would say. And that's not just the case now. That's sort of been the case for the last 20 or 30 years. There's been a lot of great German keepers, which have had very few or no caps. Unfortunately for him, yeah, it could be the case again. I think he's going to get called up to the squad soon. But with the likes of Neuer, Ter Stegen, Leno, it's difficult to get in there. But yeah, it just shows how good their depth is that he's not got a cap yet. At number seven, another Arsenal Brazilian, another Gabriel. It's Gabriel, the centre-back. So he's really stepped it up this year for Arsenal. He's becoming a bit of a leader in the side, dominant centre-back, working really well with Ben White. They've built up a really good relationship there. And $23 million, which is the transfer fee back in 2020, that looked a big price for him. But he's looking at, like, he's proving the price now, and his value's probably gone up since then. He's definitely been one of Arsenal's best players this season, and they've improved massively in defence. I can definitely see him getting capped soon, because Thiago Silva is the wrong side of 35, and there's a few Brazilian centre-backs coming through, but I think he's right up there in terms of the pecking order for ones that are due. So, yeah, I don't think if we did this list in a year's time, he'd be on it. Another one that is in the same sort of position as Gabriel at number six is Diego Carlos, another Brazilian centre-back. He was in the Olympics. He won it in 2021 last year. And that, again, is, like I said, for Martinelli, is going to help him with his chances in the future. Diego Carlos, he's constantly getting linked away with moves to clubs in the Premier League. I think Newcastle and West Ham are the latest two. And whilst his partner, Jules Koundé, gets most of the plaudits at Sevilla, Diego Carlos has done a great job as well. He's probably the more physically dominant, sort of taller, stronger centre-back. He works well in that sort of partnership. He helped shut down Lukaku in the Europa League final in 2020. And this season, to date, Sevilla have got the best defensive record in La Liga. And they're the third best last season as well. Yeah, he's just a defender that loves to defend. I mean, it's something refreshing coming out of Brazil now, where you're starting to see good, solid defenders. I think Diego Carlos and Gabriel, that could be the partnership in the future for Brazil. At number five, yet another Brazilian player. This one is Alex Teixeira. So a few years ago, the Chinese Super League pumped a lot of money into the league, and they got a lot of star players. And Teixeira was definitely one of the highest profile players who went over there. At the time, he was the best player in the Ukrainian league. Was really ripping it up for Shakhtar, performing in the Champions League as well. And yeah, he just moved for the money, unfortunately. And unlike a lot of others that went over, they only went over for a year or two. He stayed for 5 years. He's finally back now in Europe, and he's kind of got to build his way back up again, build his reputation up a little bit. I mean, he was dominating in China. He was putting up some big numbers, but you know, I don't think anyone from Brazil would take any notice of that league, really. And while there's still half a chance he gets a cap at the age of 32, it may be a case of too late now, with Brazil having a lot of exciting attackers coming through. So yeah, he may have missed the boat on this one and chose the payday over national team glory. But yeah, he could go down as, when he retires, one of the best ever to never win a cap. At number four, I've gone with Abdoulaye Doucouré. So Doucouré has been one of the top box-to-box midfielders in the Premier League for a number of years. One of Everton's best players, was Watford's best player when he was there. He's capable of playing as a 10 as well, and he's capable of sort of sitting there as a sort of number six and doing that job as well, you can tell when Doucouré is missing from the Everton side, they lack a lot of drive and energy, and yeah, they just look a lot worse, a lot less threatening going forward. He's a bit of a Swiss Army knife of a player, Doucouré. Really can do everything quite well. He's one that I really did wish that Arsenal went for. Premier League proven, quality defensively, good going forward as well. It's just that French side, just absolutely stacked at centre back and in midfield. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe a move to someone like an Arsenal or a Tottenham, maybe that would get people thinking about it. But again, I think Doucouré is one at the age of 29, possibly a little bit too late for him to get a cap now, but no doubt an absolute class player. And at number three, another Frenchman. I mentioned French centre-backs and their pool of outstanding talent. There's a lot of French centre-backs with one or two caps. This man at number three, Ibrahim Konaté, for me is the best of the lot that doesn't have a single cap to his name yet. I think if he played for any other country, even with his injury problems, he'd probably have 15 or 20 caps by now. He moved to Liverpool in the summer, and from what I've seen, he's looked really good. He hasn't played that much, not as much as he'd like, but produced some big performances against United and Milan as well. Not looked out of place. Partner in Van Dijk. And at Leipzig as well, I thought he was every bit as good as Upamecano. Different sort of players, of course. But yeah, that partnership went quite well together. Konaté was dominating in the air, whereas Upamecano was doing a bit more on the floor. And yeah, as I say, he's had injuries, and that certainly halted his progress a little bit. But with what France have been doing at the minute, they've been giving a lot of players kind of one or two caps, probably just to stop other countries picking them up. I can see them doing the same soon for Konaté to stop him playing for another country instead. At number two, another of the very talented crop French players going through at the minute is Christopher Nkunku. Nkunku's been promising for a number of years, but he's really stepped up his end product this year, particularly in the Champions League. He's mainly a winger, but he's capable of playing at number 10 as well. Really good presser, which, you know, you've got to be in that Leipzig team. And yeah, good dribbler, good creator. He's been at Leipzig now for three seasons, and this is the one where he's starting to grow into one of their main players now. And yeah, this is the one where I think he's really going to take that step up from a talent to bordering on world-class player. And it will not be long before he gets a cap to his name, that's for sure. With a lot of French wingers sort of failing to produce the goods at the minute, yeah, I think this guy is well in with a shot of getting in that World Cup squad for Qatar at the end of the year. And at number one, just shows how good this French team is at the minute, that we've got yet another French player here. And it is Alan Saint-Maximin. Saint-Maximin could get into most sides in the Premier League. Real special player. Fantastic dribbler. And just makes things happen out of nothing. And always plays with a smile on his face as well, which adds to the appeal. He says something as well, that he's playing for the richest club in the world. And yet, even when this January transfer window is done, which Newcastle will be spending a lot of money trying to stay up, Saint-Maximin is still going to be the best player at the club. Fortunately for him, though, of course, he is in that French squad with so many good players. He's been playing almost more of a striker role, and this year as much as a winger, which has shown his versatility. And yeah, this guy's just a magician. Maybe we put him in the streets won't forget footballer category, possibly. Remember him with his Gucci headband when he was at Nice. Just a proper cult hero as well. And yeah, he just seems to love it at Newcastle. They love him, and I think he's going to be a star of this new Newcastle revolution. He's going to be the poster boy for it. And yeah, maybe if they get into Europe or something, that's when he starts to get some proper recognition internationally and get some caps under his name. But yeah, just a wonderful player and well deserving of the number one spot on this list. So that rounds off the list and that rounds off this podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember to keep it.